Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Masoud was a very bad individual, a real thug, responsible for a lot of violence, a lot of innocent people losing their lives. And I think that if there's dissension in the ranks, and if in fact he is, as we think, dead, this is a positive indication that in Pakistan things are turning for the better.
Not ready to go with it completely, but that's James Jones, White House National Security Advisor on Fox News Sunday, using the name of Batula Masood, the Taliban leader in Pakistan, in the past tense. That's the White House very much claiming credit, if in fact Batula Masood is dead, for a strike by a U.S. drone that we learned about on Friday, and that a number of people are suggesting does mean that Batula Masood is dead. Nicholas Schmidl, a fellow at the New America Foundation, author of To Live or to Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years Inside Pakistan, is still with us. But Christine Fair, we welcome back to the program. She's in Jalalabad, Afghanistan this morning, senior political scientist with the RAND Corporation. Whether Batula Masood is actually dead or not, this attack certainly had some impact within the Pakistan Taliban. I'm wondering if the headline here really is that there seems to be a large degree of coordination between what's going on in Afghanistan and what's going on in Pakistan. Christine?
Well, on whose part? Do you mean amongst the different insurgents, or do you mean across U.S., NATO? I'm not really clear who you're talking about. You're talking about coordination.
Well, U.S., NATO, Pakistan. I mean, I think on the sort of coalition side, Pakistan seems to be in the coalition.
Well, not really. Basically, these drones are actually based in Pakistan's Balochistan. All of the drone strikes have been restricted to the Fatah area, not outside of Fatah. And, this agreement that Bush and Musharraf forged a few years back, that these drone strikes would go forward, there's no reason to believe that this agreement hasn't continued. The reality is the United States had not previously focused upon Masoud until really quite recently. And the reason for that's also clear. While he has created a conducive environment for the raising of Afghan Taliban, he doesn't actually share a territory with Afghanistan per se. So Masoud was really a lesser value to the Americans than he was to the Pakistanis. And so this has actually caused quite a bit of tension between the Americans and Pakistan, because Pakistan says, listen, why are you using your assets to only kill your enemies instead of ours? And this undermined a lot of confidence among Pakistanis, who then saw the U.S. lack of targeting of Batula Masood as being probative of something more sinister.
So you actually think this contributes to an increase in tension between the U.S. and Pakistan. How's that likely to play out?
No. Actually, you misunderstood what I said. The lack of targeting previously was a source of tension. The recent increased focus upon Batula Masood, I think, is actually a confidence-building measure, because it demonstrates to the Pakistanis that we not only take our problem seriously, but we also take their problem seriously. So, I got an email 2 days ago from a colleague of mine in Waziristan, a Pashtun poet, I guess you could call the individual, actually composed a poem, an ode to Mr. Drone. And I think there's been another set of misconceptions that people in Fatah did not welcome the drone strikes. In fact, there's been quite a bit of evidence to the contrary, that people who live in the tribal areas have welcomed the drone strikes and certainly have welcomed the most likely demise of Mr. Batula Masood.
So, Christine Fair, let me just ask you finally, does this possibly bode a greater possibility of some sort of dialogue with the Taliban, either on the Pakistani side or the Afghan side, by NATO forces or U.S. forces? Or would this be a sign that actually they're more interested in defeating the Taliban militarily than actually opening a political dialogue of some kind?
Well, the problem is that people use this word Taliban interchangeably, and it really obfuscates more than it clarifies. I don't even like dividing them into Afghan Taliban and Pakistan Taliban, because, in fact, both are actually a much more complicated assembly of different commanders operating not as coherently as people think they are. So Pakistanis, for example, have been very interested in eliminating elements of the Pakistan Taliban while continuing to support elements of the Afghan Taliban. And in fact, the Pakistan Army had negotiated several deals with Mr. Batula Masood. And many people, certainly in Pakistan, I can tell you from here in Afghanistan as well, had been very suspicious that if the Pakistanis could have gotten Baitullah Massoud to cease and desist from targeting Pakistan, but rather focus upon NATO, Afghan, and American forces in Afghanistan, that they would have called off the fight.
Wow.
So the Pakistanis have, since 2004, have been entering into various deals which have bestowed the militants with credibility and money and all sorts of political cachet that they probably didn't otherwise deserve. But it just gives you a sense of the complex game that Pakistan's playing, continuing to divide the militant landscape into good militants and to bad,
Interesting.
Bad militants.
Well, Christine Fair, thanks so much. Senior political scientist with the RAND Corporation, speaking with us from Jalalabad, Afghanistan.